Welcome to the Security in Focus Scoop podcast. We have something brand new and exciting to introduce today, our first ever security industry trends report. I'm Meredith Palmer, Chief Product Officer at Galahad Security, and I'm delighted to share some information about the report and why we conducted this study. This report is our way of keeping in touch with the global security market, understanding the evolving needs of our customers, and gaining insights that will help us design the best products and services in line with our innovation heritage. We will be creating this report every year as a way to help you understand trends, what your peers are doing in the industry, and as a way for us to further develop this community as we learn from each other.
In the Security in Focus Scoop podcast, I am joined by Pascal Howell, our Customer Research Manager, who along with Rachel Akbar, Communications Partner from our marketing team, put together the Security Trends Survey and analyzed the results from our end user, channel partner, and consultant communities. We also hear from some of our experts from the product teams. So Pascal, let's get into it. Can you start by highlighting a few of the key themes that were outlined in the report?
Yeah, sure, Steve. Throughout the research, we saw a number of key themes emerge, which we'll be discussing today alongside our Gallagher experts, as Steve mentioned. It was abundantly clear through the insights we analysed that in 2024, organisations are at a technological crossroads. There is a definite eye on growth and expansion, but there was also several roadblocks that were identified as posing a challenge to achieving these goals. The key themes we will be discussing today are cybersecurity, the challenges organisations are facing, the increasing recognition around cloud solutions, as well as the importance of integrations and data reporting.
Okay, so Pascal, so where should we start?
I thought it would be beneficial to start today with the topic of cybersecurity. This is really because based on the insights from our end users, channel partners and consultants, it was noted that cybersecurity was going to be something that affected budgets and spending going into 2024. In 2023, 62% of respondents noted that they had implemented new cybersecurity and data protection capabilities, and only 20% hadn't. Each of the participant groups recognised the need to strengthen their cybersecurity efforts and really emphasised the need to upgrade existing systems and further educate staff. Building a strong cybersecurity foundation was the priority for organisations going into 2024.
Let's hear our first expert soundbite from the thought leadership sections of the report. This one happens to be me, Steve Bell, CTO at Gallagher Security, with a call to action for all our sites to update their software to protect their systems. As of September 2023, there had been over 800 publicly disclosed global security incidents, resulting in an estimated 4.5 billion breach records, significantly up from the estimated 31.5 million breached records in 2022. Most of these attacks are the result of legacy hardware and software, which lack robust cybersecurity measures to combat modern and escalating threats. Upgrading security hardware and software is of critical importance for businesses around the world as the battleground of commerce and communications has shifted from the physical world to the digital world. The consequences of leaving legacy hardware and software in place can be catastrophic, ranging from financial losses and data theft to lasting damage to an organization's reputation. Upgraded systems provide proactive measures to significantly enhance a business's ability to defend itself against increasingly sophisticated attacks. The defenses supplied by upgrading systems are not merely a matter of keeping up, it's about staying ahead of the curve. Today's cybersecurity technologies provide proactive measures to significantly enhance a business's ability to defend itself against increasingly sophisticated attacks.
We've asked Rob Cowsley, our security architect for cyber, to describe our cybersecurity team, their key activities, and how that makes our software more cyber secure. Over to you, Rob.
In our cybersecurity squad, we combine product ownership, penetration testing, development, traditional testing, and architecture disciplines to help ensure cybersecurity is considered in the whole product lifecycle. We work with other teams to help ensure their new features have a suitable level of review. This includes security reviews and, where appropriate, penetration testing. We engage with third-party penetration testing companies to do external white box testing of appropriate new features each version. Our triage team meet regularly to review any security issues that have been identified in our internal processes or reported from end users, installers, or the security research community. Once ready, fixes to security vulnerabilities will be released in one of our two annual software update versions. Critical issues may trigger a maintenance release of the product that will include updates to the four supported software versions. Our fixed vulnerabilities will be detailed on our website in the security advisory section. Channel partners will be notified in newsletters or a specific advisory email, and a CVE will be published online. Our fixed vulnerabilities will be detailed on our website in the security advisory section. Channel partners will be notified in a newsletter or specific advisory email, and a CVE will be published online. I also connect with members of the cybersecurity research community to understand the sorts of vulnerabilities they are investigating, and in some cases supplying them with hardware to review our products.
Thanks, Rob. Have a look at Rob's posts on LinkedIn. Rob Cowsley has been doing some great articles, so I'd recommend that you follow him to keep up with what's happening at Gallagher for cybersecurity. Pascal, there was a section on the survey focused on organisational challenges. What were the key themes?
Yeah, so in the survey we did, we had a question that was focused around uncovering the biggest challenges organisations face today. And the results of this demonstrated a clear standout, and that being the current skill shortages and lack of qualified staff currently in the industry. All of end users, channel partners and consultants identified recruitment and staff retention as being a major pain point that they will likely continue dealing with into 2024. So what are organizations doing about this? To combat this challenge they're facing, they stated that in 2024 they would be prioritizing budgets and upskilling, education and recruitment as a way to tackle employee retention and upskill or further educate their existing and new staff.
So let's hear from Danielle Mitchell, our training manager for APAC and EMEA, who will discuss how our training programs can help. She also describes some of the innovations we are making to our delivery of training.
To help our customers overcome challenges specific to our industry, the training team has spent the last 3 years innovating and reimagining our training solutions to better serve the needs of the changing security landscape. As highlighted in the recent Gallagher Security Trends Report for 2024, it's estimated that as many as 90% of security teams have been impacted by staff shortages in recent times. Many organizations are struggling to keep up with rapidly evolving security needs, resulting in knowledge gaps and increased cyber vulnerability. However, there's good news for those businesses providing learning and development opportunities, with these organizations experiencing 30 to 50% higher retention rates than those that don't. This innovation in training has led to the deployment of new platforms such as Virtual Classroom, our cloud-based learning platform which offers remote, guided training delivered by a Gallagher trainer. We've built the End User Knowledge Center, an educational, free-of-charge multimedia library available to all global customers. The team have reimagined how training can be deployed and have enabled our partners to own their training outcomes and define their competitive edge via our Train the Trainer program. We've added more value to end users of Gallagher security systems through Gallagher Care Plan, which gives those with active software maintenance agreements unlimited registrations to online training at no additional cost. Currently, we're investing in augmented and virtual reality training so that we can provide hands-on product and skills-based training to all customers on demand.
Back in 2016, we released our Mobile Connect mobile credentials, and the most secure way to enroll credentials on phones was to have a service in the cloud that would connect securely to all the on-site command center servers. This was our first cloud service, and since then, we have several other services, including the recent release of the web client, Cardholder Administration. We have also released the Gallagher SMB, which is a very simple and easy to use, fully hosted service. So Pascal, I guess the trend survey was always going to ask our end users about the expectation for cloud-hosted services and applications.
Yes, so with this research, we also wanted to gain an understanding around the organisational strategies for cloud deployment. The results of this research showed that 70% of participants who will be adopting cloud solutions plan to align with a hybrid approach, with a mix of on-premise and cloud-based systems. Only a minority of participants planned on implementing fully cloud-deployed environments. The research also showed that there is increasing recognition by channel partners that transitioning to cloud-based solutions is inevitable, but end users were typically slower to prioritize this adoption. I believe it's critically important that manufacturers are regularly talking with customers and channel partners about their future direction to ensure the needs of all parties are aligned into the future. And on that note, I'd like to introduce Andrew Scuthen, our Chief Architect, describing our way forward with cloud services.
Of all the technologies driving the evolution of security systems, arguably none has as much potential to transform industry dynamics than the cloud, which is dramatically changing how we protect people and assets and the foundation of how businesses operate. Through the cloud, organisations struggling with talent shortages will benefit from teams of product and cybersecurity experts working behind the scenes and off their payroll to keep systems automatically updated with the latest cyber protections. Businesses looking to improve their decision-making efforts will be empowered with richer data sets, providing more nuanced insights into operations, trends, and behaviours. And with limitless potential to scale, roadblocks to growth can be removed entirely, saving time and maximising security investments. In short, functionalities that are simply not feasible in exclusively on-premise systems will become a reality through the cloud. Whether it be a hybrid offering where customers can choose the parts of the systems they manage or through a trusted vendor to manage. It isn't one size fits all, and that's the beauty of the cloud proposition. Yet many within the security industry remain skeptical, arguing that on-premise systems offer a sense of control that the cloud simply cannot match. While this may be true for isolated use cases, on the whole, cloud solutions are rapidly evolving past initial doubts to achieve more secure, sophisticated and robust security options. Embracing the cloud's transformational potential requires a shift in mindset. It's not about relinquishing control, but rather adapting to a new paradigm where security is a dynamic and collaborative effort. In an era where the only constant is change, embracing innovation is the key to survival and success.
Thanks, Andrew. You've given us plenty to think about.
Our end users and channel partners have always asked for great in-depth integration of video systems and other quality third-party integrations. Is this still the case?
Yes, definitely. And I believe it will still be the case for many more years to come. In-depth integration offerings have been a key requirement among end users, channel partners, and consultants as they provide the ability for organizations to more seamlessly manage their business systems, reducing administrative burden, creating efficiencies, and ensuring their systems are working as effectively as possible. In the report, you'll see which integrations were determined as being higher priority when it comes to investment. And interestingly, video surveillance integrations were top of the list. This coincided with another key organizational challenge that was reported, an increase in crime. To combat this, organizations are planning on investing in either upgrading, deploying, or expanding their video surveillance capabilities. The other integrations that stood out amongst the rest in this research included identity management using systems such as Active Directory, incident management, and data analysis. To talk a bit more about integrations and data, we have Scott Ritter, our value stream lead for integrations. Take it away, Scott.
I'd like to discuss how modern access control systems have evolved from keeping our buildings secure and running smoothly into sophisticated ecosystems, which are all interconnected, providing operational insights alongside traditional functionality, all through a single user interface. Key to all of this is integrations. No longer just a nice to have, they're an absolute necessity. Well integrated access systems give organisations a treasure trove of data. By analysing this data, we can make well-informed decisions, enabling businesses to fine-tune their workspace, make employees happier, and even boost productivity. It's like a backstage pass to the inner workings of your building. And it's not just about doors and badges either. We're talking about monitoring occupancy, figuring out how spaces are used, and tweaking office layouts. Plus, when you team up with building automation systems, magic really happens. Think lights that adjust based on who's around, heating and cooling that's just right, all while saving energy and being eco-friendly. As we know, Technology is not slowing down. We're seeing smarter, seamless integrations. So if your business is using an electronic access control system, ensure you're looking at how your systems are connected and integrated to help meet your organization's future, where security and workplace harmony work hand in hand, enabling better decision-making that keep people at the heart of everything you do.
In that soundbite from Scott, he also talked about the end users analysing their data. What did we hear back from our Gallagher Security user community on that?
One of the key themes we uncovered was that participants saw great potential around tapping into their security data. The participants stated that they believed there was invaluable data stored within their security systems and they were eager to extract this data. They really believed it would help them strengthen and streamline their operations through the use of this. Some of the ways participants believed data could help their organizations included better understanding of occupancy rates and utilization of resources, being able to identify potential vulnerabilities earlier, as well as trend behavior and anomaly identification. I think this really highlights the broad spectrum of invaluable information that is present within a security system that can be used to really benefit organizational operations.
So Pascal, that's a really interesting summary of the report, but there's a lot more information in the report itself. So if our listeners want to go and find a copy of the report and download it and have a read, where do they find it?
So the report is available on our Gallagher Security website. Along the top of the website, there is a news and media tab. If you click on that tab, you'll see the report located there.
Right. And you and Rachel and the team are planning on doing this report each year. So when will the next survey go out for people to respond to?
At this stage, we think the survey will go out around July, August. So keep an eye out for when we start releasing the comms, and we hope you all participate in that survey and we can get some more valuable insights from the industry.
So how will they hear about that? Will we be putting something out on social media or will we just be advertising it through our newsletter emails?
So I would say the best way to keep an eye out for that would be to sign up or subscribe to our newsletters, which you can also do on our security website.
Awesome. Congratulations, Pascal, for your work in producing the report, along with Rachel Akbar of our communications team, and your awesome design work of Jason Luhrmann. I'm looking forward to seeing the updates and trends from the next version later this year.